in the book of James, the first chapter, verses 26 and 27, James said this: "If any man among you seem to be religious and rattles not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." And this word religion in these two verses could be substituted with the word spiritual. If any man among you seems to be spiritual and rattles not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's spirituality is vain. Pure spirituality and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and the widows in their afflictions, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Pure, godly spirituality is what we call a Christian, a spiritual, dedicated man or woman of God. A Christian is one who loves the Lord their God with all of their heart, soul, mind, and strength. A Christian is one whose God is the joy of their heart and the desire of their soul, which cry out, "Who do I have in heaven but you? You are my strength, my heart, and my portion forever." Pure spiritual Christians are happy in God, always happy, as having in themselves a well of water springing up into eternal life and overflowing their souls with peace and joy, perfect love, casting out fear. Their joy is full. They cry, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten me again into a living hope of an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, reserved in heaven for me. In everything they give thanks, as knowing this, whatever this is, whether it is poverty, afflictions of the flesh, or afflictions in the financial department, whatever this is the will of God in Christ concerning them." The Christian cheerfully receives all, saying that good is the will of the Lord, whether he is given or taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord, whether in sickness or in health, whether in life or death. They give thanks from the heart to him who orders it for good unto those whose hand they have wholly committed their soul and body. They are therefore anxious for nothing, as having cast all their care on him that cares for them, and in all things resting on him. They pray without ceasing. At all times the language of their heart is this: unto thee is my mouth, though without a voice my silence speaks unto you. Their heart is lifted up at all times and in all places, and is never hindered or interrupted by any person or thing, in leisure or in business or in conversation. Their heart is ever with the Lord, whether they are lying down or raising up. God is in all their thoughts. They walk with him continuously, having the loving eye of the soul fixed on him, and in everything seeing him who is invisible. And loving God, they love their neighbor as themselves. They love their enemies, even the enemies of God. And if it be not in their power to do them good, yet they cease not to pray for them, for they are pure in heart. Love has purified their hearts from envy, malice, wrath, and every kind of temper. None can take away from them what they desire, seeing they love not this world, nor any of the things that's in this world. But all their desire is unto God. They trust in the Lord with all their hearts, and lean not on their understanding. In all of their ways they acknowledge him, and he directs their paths. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.